The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhaktiya in devotion, Go Kau, Guru, Spiritual Master, Vipresho unto the Brahmanas, Vishvaksena, the Personality of Godhead, Anuvartisho, followers, Vriya, by shyness, Prashaya Shilabhyam, by most gentle behavior, Atmatulyaha, exactly like his personal interest, Para Udyame, in the matter of philanthropic work. Translation and purport by His Loving Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In his personal behavior, Prithu Maharaj exhibited all good qualities, and in spiritual knowledge, he was exactly like Brihaspati. In self-control, he was like the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. As far as his devotional service was concerned, he was a great follower of devotees who were attached to cow protection and the rendering of all services to the spiritual master and the brahmanas. He was perfect in his shyness and his gentle behavior. And when he engaged in some philanthropic activity, he worked as if he were working for his own personal self. Purport. When Lord Chaitanya talked to Sarabhauma Bhattacharya, the Lord honored him as the incarnation of Brihaspati. Brihaspati is the chief priest of the heavenly kingdom, and he is a follower of philosophy known as Brahmavad or Mayavad. Brihaspati is also a great logician. It appears from this statement that Maharaj Prithu, although a great devotee, constantly engaged in the loving service of the Lord, could defeat all kinds of impersonalists and Mayavadis by his profound knowledge of Vedic scriptures. We should learn from Maharaj Prithu that a Vaishnava or a devotee must not only be fixed in the service of the Lord, but if required, must be prepared to argue with the impersonalist Mayavadis with all logic and philosophy and defeat their contention that the absolute truth is impersonal. The Supreme Personality of a Godhead is the ideal controller or Brahmachari. When Krishna was elected to be president of the Rajasuya Yajna performed by Maharaj Yudhishthir, grandfather Bhishma Dev praised Lord Krishna as the greatest Brahmachari, because grandfather Bhishma Dev was a Brahmachari. He was quite fit to distinguish a Brahmachari from a Vyabhichari. Although Prithu Maharaj was a householder and father of 5 children, he was still considered to be most controlled. One who begets Krishna conscious children for the benefit of humanity is actually Brahmachari. One who simply begets children like cats and dogs is not a proper father. The word Brahmachari also refers to one who acts on the platform of Brahman or devotional service. In the impersonal Brahman conception, there is no activity. Yet, when one performs activities in connection with the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, he is to be known as Brahmachari. Thus, Prithu Maharaj was an ideal Brahmachari and Grihastha simultaneously. Vishvaksenanu Varutishu refers to those devotees who are constantly engaged in the service of the Lord. Other devotees must follow in their footsteps. Srila Narottam Das Thakur said, Eshai Gosai Jar Muitara Das. He is prepared to become the disciple of anyone who follows in the footsteps of the six Goswamis. Also, like all Vaishnavas, Maharaj Prithu was devoted to cow protection, spiritual masters, and qualified brahmanas. Prithu Maharaj was also very humble, meek, and gentle. And whenever he performed any philanthropic work or a welfare activity for the general public, he would labor exactly as if he were tending to his own personal necessities. In other words, his philanthropic activities were not for the sake of show, but were performed out of personal feeling and commitment. All philanthropic activities should be thus performed. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuranmalitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadandikam Adadanasya Tranandante Ridam Yache Punat Punaha Srimad Rupa Padam Bhojau Tulisyam Mamajan Mani Janmani Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Guru Navaishnavancha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragunatan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadavaitam Savadhutam Varyanasayitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padana Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitam Sha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Vansha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Yevacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gauratvishe Namaha Panchatattvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhakta Avataram Bhakta Akhyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Hemanga Divya Chavi Sundaraya Tasmai Mahaprema Rasa Pradaya Shri Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Aradhya Bhagavana Vrajeshatanayas Tadhama Vrindavanam Ramya Kachid Upasana Vrajavadu Vargena Vakalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Rima Pumarto Mahan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhoramatamidam Tatra Dharana Paraha Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabho Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kandaradha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Brahaspatir Brahmavade Atmatve Swayam Harihi Bhaktya Goguru Vipreshu Vishvaksena Anuvarutishu Vriya Prashashila Bhyam Atmatulya Parodhyame. In his personal behavior, Prithu Maharaj exhibited all good qualities, and in spiritual knowledge, he was exactly like a Brahaspati. In self-control, he was like the Supreme Personality of a Godhead himself. As far as his devotional service was concerned, he was a great follower of devotees who were attached to cow protection in the rendering of all service to the spiritual masters and the brahmanas. He was perfect in his shyness and his gentle behavior. And when he He engaged in some philanthropic activity. He worked as if he were working for his own personal self. So this particular episode of Maharaj Ruthu or Ruthu Upakhyan from Srimad Bhagavatam deals with administration. Because Maharaj Ruthu is the incarnation of Supreme Personality of a Godhead as Shasana Avatar. Shasana Shakti Avatar. He is a Shakti Avatar, but especially for Shasana. The word Shasana, it comes from Shasa Dhatu. The root Sanskrit word of that Shasana is Shasa. Shasa means Shastra. Or the other meaning of that is who controlled others by power or by weapons. But if we read this particular today's verse and the qualities explained here about Maharaj Ruthu, can we think that he is like an administrator? Because here he is exhibiting the qualities of great Vaishnava. And thus Bhagavatam proves that only a great Vaishnava can be a good administrator. Because he knows what is the real need of people. This verse being a concluding verse of this chapter, I would like to recap the whole chapter. I would like to summarize how Maharaj Ruthu, when he met Kumaras, what was the real essence behind that and what we can understand from that. So if you allow me, I will just recap the whole thing, because you should not think that it's just like a repetition for last 60 days what we have heard. But it is necessary, as we have chanted that verse, that Nashta Prayosha Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. So I would like to just go through the previous verses. The chapter starts with the explanation of a Maitreya about how Kumaras, they arrived at the arena of sacrifice, where already Lord Vishnu came and he blessed Maharaj Ruthu and told him that you are going to meet a personalities who are ever well-wisher of the whole mankind, and they are none other than the Kumaras. Now they are arrived at the arena of Maharaj Ruthu, and that has explained in the first four verses of this chapter. Then in the fifth verse, the principle of Grihastha Ashram has explained wonderfully. Being a Grihastha, how one should receive great saintly personalities. And here, Maharaj Ruthu, being a Lord himself, is the incarnation of the Lord's Shaktavish potency, Shasana Shaktavish potency. He himself showed that how one should greet the greatest personalities. He greeted them with wonderful words. He asked them to sit. He washed their lotus feet. He took that water and sprinkled on everyone's head. That shows, as explained in a Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are three things which gives you strength or bala in your spiritual life. What are they? Harabro? In Chaitanya Charitamrita, there are three things explained by Mahaprabhu himself, which are the essence of getting strength for our spiritual life. Bhaktapura, Dhuli, Bhaktapada Jal, and Bhakta Bhukta Avashesha Yei Kin Mahabal. This is what gives a real strength to make us progress in our spiritual life. And here Maharaj Ruthu, he showed it by his own example. Then, in next four verses, from 6 to 9, Maharaj Prabhu, he glorifies Kumaras. The glorification of Kumaras is just not like you scratch my back and I scratch your back. No. Maitreya Rishi, after this glorification, he gives a very wonderful quote or wonderful text. He says that how he has glorified Saram Sushtum Mitamadhum. These are the four things that Maharaj Prabhu used while glorifying the Kumaras. The way he glorified, it is a Saram. Saram means meaningful. It's just not like you are this and you are that. No. What he said, he meant it. Prabhupada translates that Saram word as a very substantially, which has some substance when he said it. Then other he says, Sushtum means appropriate. Exactly what the way he wanted to glorify them. And the next word he says, Mitam. Mitam means minimized. In other words, Prabhupada says, very precise. Whatever he spoke precisely. And the next word he says, how? Madhum. Very sweetly. So this is how one should greet or receive the great personalities when they arrive at your place. And this is the first principle of a grihastha ashrama. Atithi seva. Atithi means a person who never comes by giving a date. He comes like that. Atithi. He don't have any date or he don't have any particular tithi to arrive. He will come as by his own desire. And he should be greeted like that. So this is one example for us who are grihasthas or who are going to be a grihasthas. They have to understand these things. If you are accepting grihastha ashram, means you are accepting a great responsibility. Then in other verses, he asks a question. Whenever two Vaishnava they meet, what they do? As explained by Lord Himself. Can anyone recall one verse from Bhagavad Gita where Lord explained about his devotees? What are the main qualities of the devotees? Yeah, exactly. Machita madagata prana bodhayanti parasparam. Kathyanta shamam nitya pushyanti cha ramanti cha. What they do? When they come together, they immediately start discussing about the things which are essential for our life. And here, when Kumaras, they arrived at the place of Maharaj Prabhu, Maharaj Prabhu asked him a question. What he said? Kashinna kushalam natha indriyartha arthavedinam vyasana vapa etasmin patitanam svakarmabhi. He asked, Maharaj Prabhu inquired from the sages about the person engaged or entangled in this dangerous material existence because of their previous actions. Could such persons, whose only aim is a sense gratification, be blessed with any good fortune? Sir, here he is asking a question. Sometimes saintly personalities, they come to your door. And people in general, they don't know what we should inquire from them. What we should ask them. Like it's like 10 years back when we were there in 2000 Kumbh Mela. In Prayag. There we had there are so many booths that we put up there so that people can come and take part. They should initiate themselves in a spiritual life. So the first booth we had a question answer or Prashna Uttar. And there were few brahmacharis were sitting there so that they can attain a people and they can answer their questions. So one elderly couple came and they saw one particular brahmachari who was answering so many questions and dealing nicely with the people. They came and they asked him a question. They said, "Our son is not able to beget a son. What we should do?" During the period of Kumbh Mela, the most auspicious month, the place is the most auspicious place. We were in the bank of Ganga. Not on there, we are in the bank of Ganga. And there were sadhus. And people in general, they are coming with the inquiries for what? How to get entangled in this material world, rather than how to get out of that. So when a saintly person comes to your house, what one should inquire from them? That also shown by Maharaj Prithu. One should ask them that how we should get out of these clutches of material entanglement. Bhavatsu kushalam prashna. Atma Rameshu Nishyate Kushala Kushala Yatra Na Santi Mati Vrittayaha. And Prithu Maharaj, he again asked to Kumaras that no need to ask you how are you and how you are keeping yourself, because you are beyond these dualities. We feel suffering and happiness because we are in the midst of duality, dvandva. But you are beyond that. So there is no need of asking you how you are about your kshema and kushala. But the people in this material world who are in the midst of this duality, how they can get out of it? He asks that, "I am completely assured that a personality like you are the only friends for all persons who are blazing in the fire of material existence. I therefore ask you how in this material world we can very soon achieve the ultimate goal of life." So what one should ask to saintly persons? That how we can achieve the ultimate goal of life. And what is that? To make money? If you ask people in general, what they will say? What's your goal of your life? Like once Prabhupada was in Japan and he was having meeting with some publisher, a Japanese publisher who were at that time very well known in the whole world. And he had a meeting with the first person. He was like their salesman. And then he arranged his meeting with his seniors, with Prabhupada. The meeting over and everyone got up and they went. Then the junior, the salesman who approached to devotees to meet Prabhupada asked him, "What is your ultimate goal? What do you want to achieve?" Then actually whoever came to meet Prabhupada, they gave their visiting cards. And these cards were kept in a hierarchy. Like a chairman, then GM, and then MD and other, so like that. And he was at the last. So he took out his last card and he kept it on the top. This is what his ultimate goal of a life. And Prabhupada started laughing. Not only on him only, he's laughing at us only. If we are in Brahmacharya Ashram, what do we think? "Oh, I want to be a senior brahmachari so that everyone should respect me." In grahastha ashram, there are so many ways and things are there that can allure you to become prominent. In other ashramas also, that ego, that makes you suffer in this material world. So in this case, how to get rid of that? An answer to this question, Chatush Kumaras, they said that there is only one thing which can take you off from all this thing, and that is Madhudvisha Padaravindasya Gunanuvadane. That one should glorify the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Who is a Madhudvisha? Do you know Madhu demon? What is his speciality? What he did? Anybody knows? He represents ignorance. What he did? He stolen away the knowledge of Vedas from Brahmaji's heart. Can you imagine? He has stolen away the knowledge from Brahma's heart. He was such a great thief. And we will see how soul lost his knowledge. How we have lost our knowledge. Because of ignorance. Of what? That's what Kumaras are going to tell us. Here in this particular verse, text number 20, the Kumaras, they first glorify Maharaj Prathu. Asateva rajan bhavato madhutvishi padaravindasya gunanuvadena ratil durapo vidunoti naishriki kamam kashayam amala antaratmanaha. Prabhupada translates that, my dear king, you already have an inclination to glorify the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Such attachment is very difficult to achieve. Ratir durapo. But when one has attended such unflinching faith in the Lord, it automatically cleanses lusty desires from the core of the heart. And the lust itself creates ignorance in our heart. And how to get rid of that? By developing taste for hearing and chanting. Once one devotee went to Prabhupada and he asked, Prabhupada, if we do something, then we come to know what is the result of that. But how should I know that whatever I am doing, Lord is pleased with that? Whatever service I am doing, Lord is pleased with that. How I should understand? Then Prabhupada said only one thing. He said, by doing that service, if you increase your taste for hearing and chanting, that means Lord has accepted your service and He is pleased with you. So this is what the testimony for our devotional service. Whatever we have rendered, with that whether Lord is pleased with us or not. Because that is the ultimate solution for all our problems. Then in next he says, how to develop that rati, which is durapa, which is very difficult to develop. He says, sa shraddaya bhagavadam archaya jitnyasaya adhyatmika yoganishthaya yogeshwar upasanaya cha nityam punya shrava kathaya punyaya cha. Attachment for the Supreme can be increased by practicing devotional service, inquiring about the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, applying bhakti yoga in a life, worshipping the Yogeshwara, the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, and by hearing and chanting about the glories of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. These actions are pious in themselves. So this is what one has to do when he has got the human form of a life. The next verse he says, when person gets the human form of life, where he has engaged himself, Arthendriya Rama Goshtiya Trushnaya Tatsam Matanam Aparigrahenacha Viviktaruchya Paritoshatmani Vina Harer Guna Piyusha Panat. One has to make progress in a spiritual life by not associating with the person who are simply interested in a sense gratification and making money. First and foremost principle. That one has to make progress in a spiritual life by not associating with the persons who are simply interested in sense gratification and making money. Not only such a person, but one who associates with such a person should be avoided. See, this particular message given in this verse is repeated again and again in each and every Upakhyan of Srimad Bhagavatam. You will get this particular message everywhere because it is essential to practice in our life so that we can make progress in spiritual life. Repeatedly, like in previous thing, the previous Upakhyan is Kapila Deva instructing Mother Devahuti. There also he explains, when he says the Satam Prasangad Mama Virya Samvido, only in the association of my devotees one can relish my activities and my glorification. In exactly the next verse he immediately says that one should get rid of Yoshita Sangi Sangam, the people who are attached to women and the things which take them on the concept of material bodily platform. If you go next Upakhyan, like Maharaj Rishabhdev giving instruction to his sons, there also he repeats the same thing. Jadabharat, same. Like that, all the Upakhyans of Srimad Bhagavatam are repeatedly proclaiming this fact that not only such a person, but one who associated with such a person should be avoided to make a progress in spiritual life. One should mold his life in a such a way that he cannot live in a peace without drinking the nectar of glorification of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead, Hari. One can be thus elevated by being disgusted with the taste for sense enjoyment. Again, in the next verse, Kumaras, they are explaining about the qualities that one should develop. Right now we are in the stage of sadhaka, we are practicing. To become a devotee, what we have to practice? How one can be a devotee and whom we can call a devotee? That has explained in this next verse. He says, Ahimsaya Paramahansa Charyaya Smritya Mukunda Charitagri Siduna Yamair Kamel Niyamaishchapinindaya Nirihaya Dvandva Titikshayacha. These are the qualities of the devotees. It's not like someone is putting a kanthi mala, putting a tilak on his forehead, wearing a dhoti kurta. And if he does not possess these qualities, he's not a devotee. He may be a practicing. But the devotee means, he says, we should follow the footsteps of acharyas. Must always remember the nectar of the pastimes of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. Must follow the regulative principles without material desire, and while following the regulative principle, should not blaspheme others. A devotee should lead a very simple life and not be disturbed by the duality of opposing elements. He should learn to tolerate them. And then in the next verse he says, Harer muhurtas tatkarana pura guna bhidhanena vijrumbhamanaya bhaktya yasanga sadasatyatmani yasin nirgune brahmani chandasarati. The devotee should gradually increase the culture of devotional service by constant hearing of the transcendental qualities of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. These pastimes are like an ornamental decoration on the ears of devotees. By rendering devotional service and transcending the material qualities, one can easily be fixed in the transcendence in the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. This is what one has to understand. And by this understanding, what happens? He explains, Sanat Kumar explains in the next verse. He says, upon becoming fixed in his attachment to Supreme Personality of a Godhead, by the grace of spiritual master. How one get attachment to the hearing and chanting? By the grace of spiritual master. By awakening knowledge and detachment, the living entity situated within the heart of the body and covered by the fire elements, burns up his material surrounding exactly as fire arising from wood burns the wood itself. This is the process of awakening, or in other words, we can say liberation. This is how soul gets liberated from the conception of bodily attachment. And in next few verses again, here they are given the exact answer for Maharaj Prathu's question, that when a person becomes devoid of all material desires and liberated from all material qualities, he transcends distinctions between actions executed externally and internally. At that time, the difference between the soul and super soul, which was existing before self-realization, is annihilated. When a dream is over, there is no longer distinction between the dream and dreamer. That's when he attains his eternal position. That is, he is a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of a Godhead. And he is pure like a Lord himself, because he is part and parcel of him. And then in further verses he explains about, he gives different analogies to make understand that how one should get rid of this bodily conception of life. And then as I was in the works, in verse 31st, there he says how soul get lost. Bhrushatya anusmrutishittam jnana bhrunshaha smriti kshaye tadrodham kavaya prahur atmapabham atmanaha. When one deviates from his original consciousness, he loses the capacity to remember his previous position or recognize his present one. When remembrance is lost, all knowledge acquired is based on the false foundation. When this occurs, learned scholars consider that the soul is lost, that he has taken away by Madhu. And if he has to get back his position, then what he has to do? He has to take shelter of Madhu Dvishaha. And who is Madhu Dvisha? It's Madhu Dvisha, Lord himself, Madhusudana. Only he can take you away from ignorance. Then, in verse 34, like the mostly people who think themselves as a religious and they perform four activities, four purusharthas, dharma, artha, kama, moksha. But here, Sanat Kumar specifically says that those who strongly desire to cross the ocean of Nisayan must not associate with the modes of ignorance. For the hedonistic activities are the greatest obstruction to realization of religious principles. Economic development, regulated sense gratification, and at last liberation. He says, Tatrapi moksha yavartha atyantik te yeshate trevargyar tho yato nityam kritanta bhaya sanyutaha. Generally people, they think themselves as a religious and they perform these four purusharthas. But here he says, out of the four principles, four purusharthas, namely the religion, economic development, sense gratification, liberation has to be taken very seriously. The other three are subject to destruction by the stringent law of the nature, that is death. When death comes, these three will get disappeared. Only one will remain with you, and that is liberation. And that is the thing that you have performed to make advancement in spiritual life. And then again he explains about the temporality of this material world and how one can attain the ultimate knowledge. The Supreme Personality of Godhead manifests Himself as the one with the cause and effect within this body. But one who has transcended the illusory energy by deliberate consideration, which clears the misconception of a snake for rope, can understand that the Paramatma is eternally transcendental to the material creation and situated in a pure internal energy. Thus the Lord is transcendental to all the material contamination. Unto Him only must one surrender. Why he has to surrender, Lord Vasudeva? In the next verse he says, the devotees who are always engaged in the service of the toes of the lotus feet of the Lord can very easily overcome hard-knotted desire for fruitive activities. Because this is very difficult. The non-devotees, the jnanis and yogis, although trying to stop the waves of sense gratification, cannot do so. Therefore, you are advised to engage in the devotional service of Krishna, the son of Vasudeva. Karma, Shaya, Grathi. Grathi, Granthi means knot. The knot in the heart is very difficult to open. So what one should do? He has to slash it, cut it off with the knowledge. And that sort of knowledge is given here. If one understands that Lord is transcendental to the material nature, and He is totally different from this, and one has to take His shelter, then only one can get rid of the material attachment. So, Bhagavad has given a Siddhanta with stories, so that people can understand it. Otherwise, just Siddhanta, then the dose. That's why Mahaprabhu in Chaitanya Charitamrita says that Siddhanta Baliya Chitte Na Kari Alas. One should not lazy to understand the Siddhanta. Because as in the today's verse 62 in the purport, Prabhupada says that we should learn from Maharaj Prathu that a Vaishnava or a devotee must not only be fixed in the service of the Lord, but if required, must be prepared to argue with the impersonalist Mayavadis with all logic and philosophy. With all logic and philosophy. That means you should understand the philosophy. If you not understand, then anybody can take you over. And that's why Maharaj Prathu, by his own example, he showed it here. That one should be learned in philosophy also. Then, at the end, they have explained about the qualities of Maharaj Prathu. As in the next saga or next Upakyan, we are going to see that how Maharaj Rishabhdev is instructing his son. And there he says, if someone is a devotee, how he acquires the qualities of demigods. And here is a pramana. Maharaj Prathu, he has acquired all the good qualities of each and every demigod. As we have read previously from verse 51. That Maharaj Prathu was very opulent. Then further they say that he is like a Vijita Ashwam Dhumrakesham. These are his sons. Maharaj Prathu became a king as a Somaraj, the king of moon. He was also powerful and exacting, just like the sun god, who distributes heat and light, and at the same time exacts all the planetary waters. So again, then the qualities that Maharaj Prathu acquired, that of like a fire. He says, Prathu was so strong and powerful that no one could disobey his orders any more than one could conquer fire itself. He was so strong that he was compared to Indra, the king of heaven. Then they said that just as a rainfall satisfies everyone's desire, Maharaj Prithu used to satisfy everyone. He was like the sea, in that no one could understand his depth. And he was like a Meru, the king of hills, in fixity of his purpose. Like that, he has possessed all good qualities that demigods they are known for. Why? Because he is Bhakta. Because he worshipped Go, Guru and Vipra. He worshipped cows, a learned Brahmanas, and spiritual masters. This is the first quality of a Grihastha devotee. In nowadays also, if you go to Vrindavan or any Brajavasi's house, the Brajavasi lady, when she makes first roti, she keep it aside. When she makes second roti, again she keep it aside. She makes third roti and she offers it to Gopalji. Why so? For whom she is keeping these two rotis? The first she keeps it for cow. The second one she keeps, that is for any Babaji who comes to door while she is cooking, immediately she hands it over to him. Because she knows the essence of scriptures, that Lord is Go Brahmanya Hitaya. Who are most dearest to the Lord? The cow and Brahmanas. And if someone worships them, Padma Puran, it is said that Lord worships that devotee. So the best quality of a devotee is that he always have awe and reverence and respect for cow and Brahmanas. So here we have seen the wonderful qualities of Maharaj Prithu. And Prabhupada has given wonderful purpose on that. So that we can understand them, we practice them in our life, and achieve the ultimate goal of a life. Hare Krishna. Any comment, question, suggestion? If not, Gandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.